We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Chodesh, Halacha Gimel. We're in middle of paragraph Yud Dalid. In our versions of Likutei Halachos, it's page 304, the left-hand column, about five lines up from the bottom, the last word on the line. Ki hanefesh digdusha. In this chapter of Likutei Halachos, we've been speaking a lot about guf and nefesh, the body versus the soul, light versus darkness, etc. And Rav Nosson Zal is continuing on that track. Ki hanefesh digdusha sheyesh b'chol dovor tzorich lehizdakech ulehizbarer bekama berurim bebirur achar birur kiyodua. Because the soul, or the spiritual part that's found in every single thing in this world, has to go through purification, and it has to be purified and repurified many times, and it can't all be done in one shot. It's got to be some consecutive, once and a second time and a third time. V'chol birur ubirur hu bechinas hisalus miguf lo nefesh mi behema lo adam. And each time it goes through a refinement, it's going to a higher level of nefesh. It's leaving guf, going to nefesh. Leaving this level of guf, going to a higher level of nefesh, constantly. Mi behema la'odom, from animal to human. Sheze nase al yedei hatzdoka. And we explained in the previous shir that one of the most important things that makes this happen is charity, tzedakah. This includes the gifts that we give to the poor people and also what we give to the Kohanim and Leviim, the Truma, the Meiser. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, V'alkein noisnin roiv hamatonois lekoim. Based on what we're learning here, you'll understand why the majority of the gifts that we're supposed to give away from our possessions goes to the Kohen, ki ha-kohen hu ish ha-chesed, because in the Sifrei Kabbalah we're taught that Kohanim represent chesed, Levi represents gevura, Yisroel represents tiferes, the combination of the two. There's a pasuk, Yisroel asher becho espoer. Yisroel is tiferes. Sheze ikar bechinas hisalus hanefesh midin lechesed. So if the kohen is chesed, and what we're trying to accomplish is we're trying to elevate the nefesh, the main power that helps us do that, we said, was when you can change from din to chesed. So that's why we're trying to give to the kohen, who is the isha chesed. V'zeh b'chinas meiser shenoisn l'levi. And with this, we'll also understand why we give one of the gifts, the meiser, we give it to the levi. V'ha-levi noisin trumas ma'aser l'koyin. And then from what we give the Levi, he has to separate a portion from that and give it to the Kohen. Ki shoyresh ha-nefoshois heim chomesh oisiois menatzbach sheheim chomesh gvurois. Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran in chapter 37, which is the one that this entire halacha is based on, one of the things Rabbeinu Zal teaches us there is that the source of the souls of the nefoshos is the five letters of the Aleph Beis, Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pei, Chof, which are referred to as Gevurois. They represent Gevura. They're called Oisiois Stumais, the letters that close a word. We know that Posuach, Poiseach, is always a concept of Chesed. Open your hand wide, open your house to another person. Opening is always a concept of kindness. Closing, constriction, confinement is always a concept of din, gvura. So these five letters in the Aleph Beis, which are called stumos, closing letters, they represent din, gvura, and the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that that's where the nefesh comes from. Shezehu sitra delevi kiyadua. That's the side of the Leviim, which is again Gvura. Ki hanefesh shorosha bigvurois. Because the source, the origin from which the souls come from is in Gvurois. V'alkein yesh lo koyach lahachyois es haguf. And it's for this reason that the soul has the ability to give life to the body, shehu b'chinas gvura, is because the body is gvura, as we learned earlier. Avol b'emes, ikar shleimus hanefesh, hu kishah gvurois nimtokim al yedei hachasodim kayedua. However, even though the nefesh originates from gvura, the real tikkun of the nefesh is to sweeten the gvurois and change them into to sweeten the gvurois through chasodim. V'alkein hanefesh hu bechinas chesed legabi aguf, and that's why, as we mentioned earlier, compared to the body, the nefesh is chesed. Always, the thing that's on a higher spiritual level is more chesed than the thing below it. It's more nefesh than the thing below it. So therefore, the nefesh, even though nefesh comes from gvurois and from anatzpach, everything is relative. And the more physical the thing, the more gvura, tzimtzum, din, lack of light. The more spiritual, the more light, the more chesed. Ki hanefesh ikar kisufo lalois lamala. Because the nefesh, its main desire and yearning is to go up, to reach up. B'shoyrish sharosho ha'elyon, up to its the source of sources, shehu b'chinas chesed, which is chesed. Ki shoyrish hakoil hu chesed, because the source of everything is really chesed. The source of gevura is chesed, from above it. She'al yodoi nivro ha'olam, because chesed is what created the world. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, olam chesed yibone, that the world was built with chesed. Aval ikar hamtokas ha'gvurois lahapchom lechesed hu al yidei hachnoas haguf lagabi ha'nefesh kanal. However, as we learned earlier, the main thing that gives us the ability to sweeten the gvurois and change them into chesed is when we subdue the body and we put the body under the control of the soul. V'alkein noisnin matonois lelevi shu shoyrish hanefoshois. This is why we give gifts to the Levi, who is gvura, which is the source of the soul. V'hu noisnin mehem lakoyen isha chesed. And the Levi takes some of that and gives it to the koyen, who is chesed. And this is how we sweeten the din in its origin, in its roots. We always say that in order to sweeten din, you have to go to the din. You have to go to the source of din. So first I go to the source of din, which is the Levi, and I make a contribution there. And then from that contribution, the Levi takes some of that and passes it up to the Kohen, who is Chesed. That's how the procedure of Hamtoka Sadin works. And this helps the soul rise above the body. Because these two things are dependent on each other. Which two things? By the person subduing his body, V'nosan mitvuosoi lakoyhanim ulevim matnosam, by giving away some of his own physical possessions, his grain, his money, giving it away to the koyhanim and levim, ayidezeh, he took food out of his own mouth. He took away from his guf and he gave it to the koyhan and levi. Ayidezeh zocho shetisala hanefesh, that elevates his soul. And whenever the nefesh goes up, there's a hamtokas hadinim that takes place. That's the concept where the levi gives to the kohen, and the gvurois get plugged into and sweetened by the chasodim, which is the kohen. V'chein al yedei hamtokas hagvurois, zoicha acharkach shetisala v'tiskaber hanefesh b'yoyser al aguf levatloy legamri legabei nefesh. And by doing hamtokas hadinim, Rav Nosson Zal is showing us now how it's a cycle. A leads to B, B leads to A, A leads to B. You keep going higher and higher. The more you're magbir the nefesh over the guf, the more you're mamtik dinim. The more you're mamtik dinim, the more you have the ability to elevate the nefesh over the guf. And it keeps going like that. through the Hamtoksa Gvurois, the nefesh goes still higher over the guf to nullify it completely. V'alkein iker his gabrus hanefesh al aguf hu al yedei hatzdoka. Once again, Rav Nosson Zal emphasizes, therefore, that one of the main ways that a Jew can be zeche to elevate his soul, to be in charge of and in control of the body, is through tzedakah. This is one of the many great benefits of tzedakah.